These saltwater crocodiles in Indonesia have apparently learned how to pretend to be drowning to lure humans in who they view as prey, who they then obviously eat.
Yo, the fact that crocodiles are plotting and scheming like this is diabolical. I already knew they were sneaky. The way they be tucking in up under that water so when you come for a sip, they got you. But the fact that they doing the help me please hands, crocodiles know how to do the help me please hands. Oh, it's crazy out here, man. What crocodile Dundee at, man? We need you.
We need you indeed. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Starman, a new episode of your favorite entertainment news podcast out here in these beautiful streets. The Opinionated Brothers are back. What's goody? I'm your host, Tyron Zatata Pod Guy. Big Rones in the building. Special shout out to HD and Cousin Scrap on the behind the scenes, you feel what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Before we get into everything, make sure that you like, comment, subscribe, wherever you listen to the podcast from. Be sure to also subscribe to my YouTube channel, that's my Instagram. You can subscribe there too, who is Tyronza, but my actual YouTube channel, Tyronza D. Hicks, is where you can find new clips from this podcast and others on our show. You can go to Epic Echo Productions, our website, www.epicechopro.com, where you can find full episodes, listen to full episodes right now on our website. And also, if you're feeling like you love Epic Echo Pro, join our Patreon right now. That's where our full episodes have migrated from. Again, we are not on YouTube anymore. Epic Echo Productions is no longer on YouTube via video. All of our free content in terms of video is over. now on Patreon. So please migrate over to Patreon, and if you would like to become a paid member of Patreon to check out some exclusive content that's already there and some more that's coming up, you get a 7-day free trial, and then after that, $3 a month. So please go ahead and tap in and follow us on social medias, Epic Echo Pro on Instagram and Facebook. Listen, what's up, y'all? It's been a week. My birthday this past weekend, you feel me? We'll be celebrating my birthday pretty much all month. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type of the guy. Oh, Tom, why are you celebrating your birthday all month? Because I want to. And because I have the right to. You feel what I'm saying? And it's Black History Month as well. So we definitely have to celebrate that on that. Black History Month, happy birthday to myself. And make sure y'all watching out for them crocodiles. As our clip of the week says, shout out to Tony Baker. You feel what I'm saying? Hilarious comedian as well. But y'all see them crocodiles? They're doing the little hands trying to sit here and get y'all. Y'all make sure y'all don't fall for the shits. All right? I done seen too many videos where people be falling for the shits. Okay, I'm just saying. Y'all just make sure y'all don't be falling for the shits. Because, listen, if crocodiles can sit here and be and give the, again, like Tony Baker said, the oh my God, oh my Jesus, help me hands. Help me, Lord. And you go up in there like, dang, somebody getting, and they just flip over and start to your ass. Like, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And I'll pray for you. You feel me? So y'all have a little bit of discernment and a little bit of common sense when y'all out there on these waters. Listen, we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to don't have a long show for you, but a good one nonetheless. We're going to get into a few things, of course. The Grammys, we're going to get into these back-to-back plane crashes that have been happening. We want to briefly say just rest in peace right now, but we'll get into that more later during the show. And, of course, we'll end it off with the biggest news in sports right now. Luka Magic literally is now a Los Angeles Laker. Whoa. I just got done doing the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. Shout out to my boy GD. Just got done doing the podcast talking about literally that topic, literally the first hour. So that was a great show to do, and we discussed it, and I'll dive into that more, you know, at the end of the show. So let's get right into it. Let's get into the Grammys, man. Let's get into it. Real talk. MVP of the week, Doechii, who becomes the third woman. Excuse me, I don't even like the word female for real, but becomes the third woman to win Best Rap Album. Congratulations to Doechii. Give her a hand clap. Give her a hand clap. Because Doechii has been doing her thing. She's been killing it out here. I believe we're getting her vinyl soon. I don't know. I think they may have pushed the date back. But I think we're getting her vinyl soon. And side note to that, y'all need to hurry up with these vinyls too. We were supposed to get Victoria Monet's vinyl, but y'all playing games. Okay? Hurry up. We want these vinyls. Shout out to Doechii. She's looking her best now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she's killing it with these performances. She's doing her damn thing. And to again win Best Rap Album, right? Like, super amazing. Super amazing. I heard that, I heard on the Breakfast Club earlier that, you know, Charlamagne was like, yo, TDE, best Los Angeles or West Coast label of all time. And when he read down all the artist names, I was like, damn, that's kind of hard to argue. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and again, to even to have about 20 plus years in the game and still producing artists like Doechii, who continues to give us a sort of old school hip hop flow in a new school way. I love it. Her Tiny Desk really grabbed me in as a now fan. She is somebody that I will be on watch for, because she is somebody who is just that damn talented. And she from fucking Tampa, Florida. Shout out to fucking Tampa, Florida. You feel me? So shout out to Doechii. Shout out to TDE. Shout out to her whole team. Because Doechii be killing it. Doechii is killing it out here in these streets right now. And she's going to continue to kill it. She's been killing it for a while, but now she's on that mainstream stage. And when you have these fantastic, immaculate, well-prepped performances as Doechii has had over the last year when it came to, I believe, was it Jimmy Fallon, right? I don't know if she's done SNL yet. I could be lying, but Jimmy Fallon, I believe. You got Tiny Desk. You have the Grammys, right? Even performances back before then. So, and when you start to walk in your own, as she said, God is going to open those doors. So again, congratulations to Doechii. Continue to shine. Continue to be you. And continue to win. And these motherfuckers' faces, for real. You're shining. Yeah. But, okay. Off of the Grammys real quick. And we'll get back to that real quick. But off the Grammys, really quick. I got to give the Clown of the Week this week. And I... Oh man. Y'all gonna chew me up and spit me out. I know y'all are. But it's okay. I gotta give Clown of the Week to Detroit rapper Big Dank. Trap!
trash.
Now, I've never listened to Big Dank's music a day in my life. Shout out to her and all the music that she makes. This is not a music critique. This is a critique of how you use your platform for dumb shit. Right? Now, Big Dank, as you can tell by the name, is a little on the heavier side, right? And maybe a little bit more heavier than most, okay? A car pulls up via Lyft. The Lyft driver looks at Big Dank and says, "I don't think my car can take you." Big Dank gets upset. Now, Lyft, I don't know, has any weight policies or discrimination policies in terms of weight, but discrimination of any form, that can literally lead to a lawsuit, in which Big Dank did. Here's the thing, though, Big Dank. I really, truly, in the bottom depths of my soul, really believe that you knew what the hell you were doing. Now, I've seen a lot of people literally sit here and look at her and be like, okay, what are you talking about? Plus size women looking at her like, nah, sis, you knew, right? You had Big Mac on the Breakfast Club talking about, yeah, I mean, I used to do that, right? Squeeze into little Priuses and everything like that. But shit, I got to drive a SUV now. You feel me? And all the bigger people that I know who, whether they're taller, bigger in terms of mass and girth, right? Pause. You feel me? In terms of like body mass and body like weight, in terms of that, yes, they're gonna need a bigger vehicle. And if you a little heavy, if you a big back, maybe an ultra big back, you gotta know. And you can't be sitting here getting mad at everybody in the comments, sitting here telling you what's real. You knew you was wrong for that shit. Now, for Lyft to take your claim and to take your, I guess, lawsuit serious, yeah, maybe he shouldn't have even said anything to you to a degree. He should have just drove off. He should have canceled the ride and drove off. So I got to give a little bit of this blame to him as well. But also, Big Dank, you knew. And we cannot act like and sit here and act like you didn't. You did. You knew what he was doing. Come on now. And let me just say here, you talking about, oh, I rode in my friend's Benz. Listen here, Big Dank, if I pull up with a Benz and I see you coming, I'm not letting your ass in my Benz. I'm not letting you in my Benz. Cause you're not about to bend my Benz. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
Trash.
You're not about to bend my Benz. No. You have some people calling it. Well, why? Well, you have some people talking about, well, it's a ride service. What you get into? Yes, it is. And it's a third party ride service. It's an independent contracting type of job. So that means I am my own boss in distribution with an Uber, a Lyft, a DoorDash. And if I'm Ubering or Lyfting in terms of picking people up and taking people to where they need to go, there will be rules and regulations on my car. And probably one of those rules and regulations for anybody's car is a weight limit. A weight limit happens with any car. The plane is going to tell you the same thing, Big Dank, that you're going to have to be like Sheila from Why Did I Get Married and buy three seats. I'm just telling you like T.I. is. I'm sorry. If you cannot receive that constructive criticism, I don't know what to tell you. Allegedly, they was talking about you, how your knees collapsed on stage when you was performing. Ma'am, you can't be mad because somebody sat here pulled up and said, "Ah, I can't do it, sis.
Trash!
I can't do it, sis. I can't." And you can't be mad at that. You can't be mad at people in the comments sitting here saying what they need to be saying. That you was wrong. And most of the people that's commenting to you are plus size women who looking at you like, what the fuck are you talking about? I mean, yes, if you're just trying to get the bag, then get the bag. Okay, cool, get the bag. But there was a better way to come get the bag. Come on now. You was going to bend that Benz. Let's not do that. I just want to be clear. Let's not do that. All right. So, you know, love to Big Dank. You know what I'm saying? Respect to all parties involved. But Big Dank knew what the fuck she was doing. She shouldn't have did that. Let's get, I want to, again, before I get into the Grammys, I want to kind of get the somber stuff out the way. So back-to-back crashes happened over the last couple weeks. We got the the commercial flight and the military helicopter crashing in D.C. And now just recently there was a crash in Philadelphia with, I believe, 7 killed. I could be wrong, but please fact check me in the comments. These plane crashes are scary because nowadays we really heavily rely on air transportation to get us to and from where we need to go in a faster time zone, in a faster way than maybe a bus or a car can or could. So you see a lot more people trying to catch a flight, literally, no pun intended. And it's scary, right? Excuse me. It really is. It's scary. I have my own conspiracy theories when it comes to it, some of them, and I could be dead ass wrong. Could be dead ass wrong. But that puts the fear, that puts fear in the hearts of Americans, right? In America. I don't even want to just say Americans, America, and the world to a degree, right? And this is not the first time. We've heard of the Boeing, all of them. It's been a lot of plane crashing activity where lives are being lost at an extremely high level. And now it's like back to back. To me, that doesn't seem like a coincidence. And that's where the theories come in. This is where the conspiracy theories come in. This is where the... Yeah, because this is back to back. What is happening? These are people's lives that are up in the air. And you wonder why some people have a fear and a phobia of not going onto a plane, staying on the ground. I get it. Now, I've flown damn near all my life. And I still get nervous to fly on a plane. There's a certain level of comfort I think I feel now because I've been flying for so long. But at the same time, hell yeah, I still get scared. Because at 35, 40,000 feet, anything can happen. So yes, I'm going to pray. I'm going to be sleeping. I'm going to be praying, holding on tight. And thank God we've landed and been safe. But to those other folks, it's not like that. And again, to have it back to back invokes fear into the hearts of America. So my condolences to those families who lost loved ones. All 60 something to 70 people died in a DC crash. I don't know the numbers specifically for Philly. But even still, too many lives are being lost right now. 2025 is just starting off a little bit too much. Too much. And we just hit February. We just got into Black History Month. Like, just a lot. It's a lot. All right. So let's get into a little bit of Grammy talk. Kendrick sweeps. Of course, not only did he basically get every category that he was nominated for the best category, damn near, of the night. Record of the year goes to Not Like Us. Now the beauty in Kendrick Lamar is Kendrick Lamar doesn't do anything half-assed, right? I've been a Kendrick Lamar fan for almost 10 plus years. I will say going on 15, I think. I believe so. I've been a Kendrick Lamar fan for about 15 years. I don't want to say plus, but about 15 years. Here's the thing about Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar never does anything just to do anything. He does things with intentionality. The fact that he had a Canadian tuxedo on, a Canadian tuxedo, all jeans, jean jacket, jean pants, jean hat, in a Compton style was very, very, very Kendrick Lamar of him. Finally winning album of the year. Finally winning album of the year. Finally winning it after Cowboy Carter, right? Finally winning it after that. Oh, before we get into that real quick, did y'all hear when the man went up on the stage after winning Record of the Year and they playing Not Like Us, the whole damn place start to sit here and say, he's trying to track a chord and it's probably A minor. I said, oh my God. Do you not think they don't want to hear that at Super Bowl? Even if it sounds terrible, it ain't gonna sound terrible when about 75,000 to 80,000 people are yelling that shit out in the crowd. When you have Taylor Swift, huh? When you have Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Selena Gomez and all the other artists dancing to your shit. Yeah. I don't not think Not Like Us is not going to be played at the Super Bowl. It's going to be played. And it's going to be played loud as fuck. Anyway. Man. Kendrick Swept. Doja got her album, of course. Beyonce got the album of the year that she's been wanting for so long. And I know that we've been saying, like, listen, there's been albums that sonically are definitely better than Cowboy Carter. But she finally got it. And I'm so happy for her. She finally got it. Alicia Keys got the Lifetime or the Global Impact Award. Shout out to her. Who else on my list? The Weeknd came back to the Grammys after boycotting, which was, again, another intriguing power move moment that I looked into. And what else happened at the Grammys that I want to sit here and say? I think that was it. For real. Or that's... most of it was what I wanted to get anyway. You know, a lot of people said this was probably the most entertaining Grammys in a while, which is great because I didn't watch it. I'm not going to lie because it hasn't been entertaining over the years. So I definitely wasn't trying to get into it for real like that. But I'm glad that people found it very entertaining. And we'll see if it does well maybe again next year. And maybe I'll be a watcher or a viewer. We'll see how that goes. All right. Topic of the week real quick. Luka Magic is now a Laker. This has been the biggest story all day. And from yesterday into today, it's been the story, the topic of conversation. Luka Doncic is now a Los Angeles Laker. AD, another player from... the Lakers, and now a pick, right, are now Dallas Mavericks. Now, to me, these are two teams who have a win-win. Now, why would you say that, Ty? Here's the thing. Kyrie's still playing there. Anthony Davis is still there. they can play together right now to form their chemistry on the court. Luka Magic is now a Los Angeles Laker. The Los Angeles Lakers just secured their star for the next decade. They're fine. The Los Angeles Lakers build their franchise and continue to build their franchise off of the star. And the star has to be a top three, top five caliber star. Damn near top three. And Luka Doncic is that type of player. Even with the talks of, oh, he's out of shape. Because he is. Even with the talks of, oh, he don't play defense, which he don't. He still averages more. Like, nobody who does the same thing that Luka does with the unconditioning, probably. And the athleticism that he might not have, he's still a 28 point per game score career, obviously, and then bumps that average up when he gets into the fucking playoffs. So what are we talking about? I'll take this generational talent and I'll work with him, especially when it comes to his conditioning and his stamina. Don't worry about that. We got somebody who can bring us probably a championship or two. So yeah, I'm gassing Luka. Luka and LeBron is going to be a mate. That tandem is going to be great, and I'm excited to see it. Genuinely. And I'm genuinely excited to see Kyrie and AD. Now here was what me and GD said on his podcast. I said, now, it will be crazy if AD had, no, I'm sorry. It would be crazy if LeBron sat here, opted out of his contract, and went to the fucking Dallas Mavericks. Now, again, it's been speculated that all three of these individuals have been wanting to play together for a long time. The Lakers, you now have a star for the future. I can go just be with my boys. If Dallas sits here and says, cool, come on, are you accepting Bronny now? Does that trade happen? Does Bronny now go to Dallas? Allegedly. What happens? What are you doing? Luka is a generational talent that's going to be here for the next 5, 10, 15 years, hopefully. And I'm just like, okay. The Mavericks fumbled the bag. That's worse than a Jerry Jones right now. That's worse than a Jerry Jones right now. How could you fuck that up? Again, you do have Anthony Davis, but still, oh, Lord, that's crazy. Crazy, crazy work. But I know the Lakers are happy, boy. They are ecstatic. They got their star of the future with their star of the quote-unquote past leaving out. Yeah. And he might go to the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. Yeah. I said this on the podcast earlier with GD. If the things that I'm envisioning and theorizing happens the way that it happens, you can't tell me LeBron doesn't have the NBA in the palm of his hand, period. And that's a fact. If he goes to Dallas next year and plays with Kyrie and AD, don't tell me this man don't got the shit in the palm of his hand. Don't tell me shit. And we leave it at that. All right. I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. Be sure to, again, like, comment, subscribe where you listen to any of our podcasts from this one or any of ours on our network. Go to our website, epicechopro.com, where you can find our this show and others on our network as well. You can watch them full episodes for free on our Patreon. That link is also on our website. I love y'all. Y'all stay easy, be breezy. And of course, it's been another one. And we out. Y'all be good.